Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about your citizenship projects going on?
That's right. You know, we have so many projects in 4-H, but one that we really toot our horn about is that we teach citizenship. And we encourage kids in each project area that they go into that they always bring in this little part of citizenship. But I'm going to talk to you today citizenship as a project on its own. And this is really important for our kids to learn. And when they first join 4-H, it starts very small. It starts with, you know, learning about yourself, your club. We encourage kids to learn the 4-H pledge, to learn the officer's positions, to learn the history of your club. And then we ask them to go a little bit bigger. We start then to talk about their city and their town, and then we expand it to an even bigger platform where, you know, they go into their state and their county, and they continue to grow on this concept of citizenship. One thing that we do for our seniors is it's a really big grand finale kind of hoorah to their citizenship experience in 4-H is we take them on Citizenship Washington Focus, where it's a 2-year program where they raise money and they get to go to Washington, D.C., and they get to go and experience our capital government at that national level. And through that experience, they also get to experience the state government. And it's just really important for our kids to you know, we learn by doing. And not a lot of people know how our government actually works firsthand because they've never been to that Capitol before. And our kids get to experience that firsthand. And so it's just a really great project. And one thing 4-H loves to toot their horn about, that this is something we really engrave in our 4-H members, is this concept of citizenship and how important it is, especially in today's world. But one reason I wanted to highlight that project for you today is because we have our district community citizenship project that is happening. It's happening this weekend, Sunday the 13th, out at the Appanoose Cemetery, and we're going to have some 4-H'ers there. They are honoring 19 veterans that are buried there at the Appanoose Cemetery, and our 4-H members are going to go out and they're going to read, and they're going to help place flags on the veterans' graves. And they're also going to do a flag-burning ceremony where when a flag is torn and can no longer be flown, the proper way is to burn it. So they're also going to do a retirement to the flags as well. So if you want to come on out, that's open to everybody in the county. It's going to be out at the Appanoose Cemetery. It will start at 2:30. The address there is 196 North First Road, Overbrook, Kansas. So I encourage you guys to all come out. And again, this just engraves in them this concept of citizenship. Veterans that have served for us, you know, how we say goodbye to that and that whole process. So I hope you come out. It's going to be a great little ceremony that the 4-H'ers are going to participate in. And if you want to know more about the citizenship project within 4-H, I hope you contact us and we can show you how to get involved.
All right, that sounds like a great program going on over there on Saturday, so everyone make sure to go out and check that out. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.